I would be so booty tight to even just
do
like,
same.
Like
dude,
take
I would
a picture like, in like in Russia, bro. I wouldn't even take a picture without asking.
I would have just been just.
We're back. Twitter's dying. Batman's dead. Everything's on. Sorry, we took a week. We took a fucking 2 weeks off, and now everything's fucking burning to shit.
For real, we learned that like hating Jewish people has become the trend.
Apparently, you gotta
like, isn't a basketball player like Kyrie?
Kyrie Irving.
Kyrie, he got like
Kyrie Irving ended up like liking a
documentary, right?
Documentary on Amazon Prime, and it was about like some fake shit about I don't know exactly what it was.
I think it was like the Black Hebrews.
It was some anti-Semitic stuff.
Yeah, some weird stuff. But that's weird. And then Takeoff died in Houston. And then the winning Powerball was in Houston, apparently, which Houston keeps winning.
Houston won the World Series.
And now the fucking. Honestly, dude, if I. You know what's one thing I think someone asked me at work a long time ago? I was like, what would you do if you like legit won like the lottery? I honestly, this might sound fucked up, but like I would pay people, like obviously the people that I like, I would give them a little bit. But then I would go to the people that I hate and like be like, I'm going to give you a grand if you just let me say the most darkest shit about you, like in front of your fucking face. And then just give them a grand.
That's it?
Yeah. Like.
You know what
like,
that is?
I want to destroy everything you like. You can't say anything. Dog, I usually take it.
You gotta let that hate go. Gotta let that
hate go. I'll give you a grand for each finger I can smash with a bat. That's what I'll
do.
Dude,
you know what? That's that bad. Because they'll grow back. No, wait.
They'll heal. They might not move correctly after that point, but shit, they'll heal.
No, but like,
hey, and you'll be fucking 10 grand richer.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
over here looking like fucking Doctor Strange.
And I'll give you $2,000 for each toe I get to break. Shit.
Dude, because honestly, that is a good deal. Like, not obviously the pain sucks, but like long term wise, like that's a good investment. $10,000?
Good investment.
$10,000.
I did it for the children.
But like I'm saying, like to me, if someone gave me a grand to say mean shit about me, I would take the grand.
Yeah, because that's
I would be
just
like,
mean. It's just mean words. I'm like, okay.
But what if they hit you like to the core, like with something? You're like, oh damn, that was
I'd have been like, oh damn, that hurts. All right, where's the $10,000?
Let me wipe off these tears. Oh,
sorry.
He said I was too fat, so I got lipo with his $10,000.
So I gotta fix it.
And no bullshit. I think I would do lipo if I had money. But I've actually talked to people that have done it, and they're like, dude, the extra skin is not worth the.
You have to get that surgery.
Yeah, exactly. I thought you could just like dip yourself in cold water and just like.
It don't snap back like that.
You gonna look
once
like
it stretches out, it's like a fucking balloon.
You gonna
maybe
look like a sugar glider for a minute.
Yeah, it's like a balloon.
One of them fucking flying squirrels.
Yeah, dog.
Oh, like do you remember Austin
or a naked
Powers?
Mole rat.
Oh yeah.
When Fat Bastard lost all the weight eating Subway. Oh bro,
it looked like a fucking naked mole rat.
For real. Oh my baby. But also like I like how whatchamacallit. the fucking for the longest time, I really honestly thought like if I ate Subway,
you would.
Because I thought like obviously the commercials, I'm like, there's a lot of spinach like in the sandwich.
Papa ate spinach. Look at him.
I my turkey.
He got gains.
No, but I'm fucking.
All you gonna get is a life sentence.
No, because isn't there like in GP, which is a hood, like in South GP, there's like a 24-hour Subway.
I don't know.
I didn't know that.
You never heard about that 24-hour Subway?
No.
Apparently, that's like.
I'm poor, but not that poor.
That's what I'm saying. Like, for me, it's like.
First of all, I wouldn't drive that far for a Subway's period.
No, but imagine like what kind of people order Subway at 2 a.m. Like
there are sometimes you're like, damn, a Subway sandwich right now?
A Subway sandwich.
Sometimes you're just like, it's not that bad right now.
You know what sucks? I couldn't eat fresh that night.
I couldn't lose my 10 pounds.
Dude, have you seen that picture on Twitter that was trending where like Selena Gomez did her documentary or whatever? And she was in Grand Prairie on like Beltline. Yeah, like on Beltline near like I remember vividly because like the apartments there, they were it was before they got remodeled. And I was just staring and I was like, wait a second. And in my mind, I remapped how I'm driving. I'm like,
my donut shop's right around the corner.
Oh, about shit. Google Maps in his mind.
I was like, oh shit, I know where she's at.
You fucking see. She's like, so this is like my favorite donut shop. No, she's did like, you see Chojo's like,
just standing there, like, what the fuck is going on?
Do not
find people.
It's it was her favorite icy place or like snow cone place. But like, you can tell how old that documentary is just based off what the apartments look like, because those bitches got remodeled like years ago. Oh, so shit. She was there years ago. A long fucking time ago.
She was like a Disney star, right? Like, that's the...
Yeah, Waverly Disney Place. Right? Wizards of Waverly Place was her first show, I think.
Wait, she lived in Grand Prairie?
She lived in GP.
Honestly, I don't see...
There's another... Demi Lovato's, I think, from Grand Prairie as well.
I know the Jonas Brothers are from Texas. I just don't know where.
Posty is from Grapevine.
He's from... I thought he was from Frisco.
No, he's Grapevine.
He's Grapevine. That's weird. There's a lot of stars. Why would you make a documentary, like... I mean, okay... That's why I find it weird. Like, is Selena Gomez that big to make a document? Like I'm not like a Selena Gomez stan, but like,
oh, so, yes.
Yeah.
Is it like, that's where I'm lost with Selena Gomez. So, like, when did she like take off as like a rocket ship?
After Disney?
Like, that's like, literally it. Like,
she just started making more music and just, I don't know.
Selena Gomez makes music?
She made music.
Is what I'm telling you. I feel like she's like kind of famous.
I know she has like other shows.
She made music. It's also, she also music. Dated Mac Miller.
Oh, and then
they split. Biebs. And then Justin, she also talked about Justin Bieber, how he was like a super toxic piece of shit.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, no shit, dude.
Yeah, but he found Jesus, guys. He found Jesus.
No, the fuck.
He found a celebrity Jesus.
Jesus, but in reality, it's the devil.
It's the devil for real. It's fucking Satan.
He found Jesus and he lost half of his face.
But man, makes sense. Like, I mean, imagine being rich since you're fucking what, 13? Justin Bieber, like, you're
no,
like,
he was younger.
No, he was like 13 or 10.
He was, I don't know,
he was a kid though.
He was a kid.
I know, because like, to me, it's like, you know who else died? You know who?
Aaron Carter?
Oh my god, Finch fuck young and coke. He died,
yeah.
And apparently, like,
people are blaming his parents because they wrote off of his
stole
money, and then he had to
and
pay
then
that
they
money
did
back.
And
IRS.
Also,
they didn't pay the taxes on it, so
exactly.
He had to pay.
Wait, what?
Everything was under his name, so he had to repay everything.
Yeah, so he ended up being like broke, and then he ended up doing like OnlyFans, some shit like that.
He like did OnlyFans. He at that point, I think he just started doing anything to get him to go viral so he can get money. Damn. But like.
Cause you know what, Brooke.
People are blaming his parents.
And
for
he was
damn
a big drugs.
Yeah. I bet, bro. I want candy. That's about math.
That's about candy that comes with the diamonds. Right?
It's like I want candy, but super dark, and it's just him with a fucking
it's like a bent spoon.
he's like, please, give me the candy.
Fuck, dude. That's some evil. I feel like that's some like white celebrity people shit. Like Britney Spears' dad was like,
dude, if I got rich like that, I know what my parents would do with the money. They're like, my parents are so simple minded when it comes to money.
What would they do?
My dad, if it was my dad, he would immediately started building an apartment complex, and he would own it. Because Koreans, really? Owning an apartment building is like the biggest source of income.
That is true.
Wait, what do you mean? Like, that's like,
so in Korea, since it's such a small like piece of land, most there are homes, but most people live in apartments, and they live in like mega apartments.
Are
mega
you saying
apartments.
They would build one in Korea?
No, he would build one here in the States because Koreans think that building an apartment and owning that complex brings in the most money because you have like consistent cash flow because you have people living there.
I mean, this makes sense. I mean, do you motherfuckers charging for one bedroom like over a grand, dude?
Yeah.
1800. Some places are charging 18 for a one bedroom.
It's getting worse and worse, especially in like Texas, because a lot of motherfuckers decided to come here now.
Y'all making our cut.
My friend has a place in Plano. It's super nice. It's like a newly built apartment. It's so nice. I'd pay $1,800 for one bed.
See, like,
dude, they have free beer on tap in the lobby.
See, that's different, bro. Like, you,
they have a library room. They have an office workspace you can work. If you wanted to, and it's completely soundproof.
See, those places
they have an
like
arts and crafts area for little kids, bro. They have everything.
But like, see those places, you're like, that makes sense. I'm paying $1,800 for like all this shit.
Oh yeah, but now I would not.
No, no, no. Nowadays it's like you're paying $1,800 for like a
some shit place in Irving
that has like cockroaches everywhere, and that like two people died.
They forgot to fumigate it before they gave it to you.
You can still see like the fucking body print of the person that decayed on the floor.
They left the tape.
Yeah.
Deadass, my apartment when I moved in, like literally the pipe had burst.
Bro, your oven doesn't even work.
Bro, my oven.
Your oven goes to like.
Your oven goes to 500. Your oven goes from not on to on. Like, that shit is on.
There's no preheating. They're just heating.
Yeah. you don't even waste money on fucking heating the whole house. You just turn the oven on a little bit.
You just see me bake bread. Like, I'm just like. You think I'm driving a car, dude, like the way
like
I'm
a fucking F1 car.
It was like with the fucking switch.
And bro, I'd be on some dumb. Okay, this is why. Like, I'm so glad I don't have like a fucking gas stove, because I forget to turn it off.
Oh yeah, that shit's bad,
dude. I would be dead. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I would be dead three times.
It works great for me.
One time I fell asleep and the oven was still on, bro. I'm like, damn, it's so hot in this bitch.
Yeah,
that's like I smell something.
It feels like an oven in here.
Because I'm like, bro, I'm having a stroke. That's like the first thing that goes to my mind.
I smell burnt toast.
New one just does it.
He's like, turn.
I'm having a stroke.
He doesn't even have it yet. He's just,
I'm having a stroke.
I smell burnt toast. She gets up. She just left the oven on. He's like,
Not even paying attention.
My lights. Oh, bro, I'm so fucking glad I don't have a gas stove, because I'd be fucked. Which
fuck the wallows.
Fuck that, bro. But now I can't fucking. I'm thinking about like renting a house nowadays. Like,
hey, daddy,
I can't even buy a house. Yo,
they're renting one right down the street.
At this point,
I'm not playing with you.
At this point, you need to, because. Houses, dude, my house is now like 300 grand.
That's what I'm saying, dude.
And my house is like a 4-bedroom, 2-bath.
Your house is like a pretty simple house.
Like nothing for where I live right now. I pay less than what you pay for your goddamn apartment.
Bro, shit. Yeah, if we sold
because
that
when
house.
When we got this house.
Oh, yeah. If we were to sell that house, we can get 300 grand. Before, it used to only be like 180 tops.
Bro, you could probably
max was 180.
Wait a year, you'd probably get more. It's the way fucking
dude, bro,
people
I think
are
we're,
like
they're planning on. My parents are planning on renovating it, too, so we're probably going to get more out of it. Oh, but like, for right now, it's 300.
Where I live, I'm literally right off of a major freeway.
Yeah. Dude, there was a house near Tina's place that sold for 800 grand, but it came with like 0.3 acres of land, which is a lot of fucking land. It's a nice fucking house, too. It's got a house, and then it's got like another smaller like building that you can turn into like another.
I got two houses in this house.
you could technically
a compound.
You can build one of their houses that their main house. Mm-hmm. You can build another one in the backyard. That's how big it is.
That's how I have it.
Bro. Yeah, you do, bro. Fuck! How does Mel even get there? Like, does
the postman just like go?
Oh no! They deliver it to us, and we'll deliver it to them. Delivering it to them is like, hey, don't forget to come pick it up from the postman.
You fucking this motherfucker's just like, hey, he's
making like paper airplanes.
Paper airplanes.
I got crows. Go.
But that's weird that like Koreans, that's how you make it. You buy apartment complexes.
I mean, that makes sense.
I mean.
Dude, have you seen some Korean apartments?
No.
Are the ones on like K-Town, are those the ones, are those Korean apartment owned?
I have no idea.
Because there's like someone built like
no,
nice.
No, they're just apartments with Koreans.
Korean adjacent. But like that's like a fucking like, you know those apartments right across like the, where all the restaurants are? Mm-hmm. That's like a peak place to like just live. Like,
so are the apartments they're building in Carrollton right now?
That's what I'm saying, bro.
Bro, that shit's right in front of fucking H Mart.
Yeah.
That shit's right in front
those
of...
Those look so sick, too.
Everything. And I was like, Tina, listen. I'll save enough money. If you want to live here for a year, I am down. I will fucking do it.
There, Grand Prairie. Everything's getting hella fucking expensive.
Oh, man.
I would live in that.
Well, you know, Plano's always been expensive, but nowadays, fuck.
No. But I think my friend's paying, like, I think 18, 19. But, like, I think it's worth it.
Like in a place
like that,
that
it
that's great.
Perfect.
Because the accommodations are ridiculous.
The fucking the place is really nice.
See, that's
they've got nice high ceilings.
I remember one time.
I love high ceilings.
Bro,
it makes it feel like there's so much more room in the place.
I don't care how old that sounds.
And you're just like, God.
You just, it's great.
Yeah.
Some high ceilings.
Dude,
oh.
Yeah.
Oh, dude. Especially because it makes it makes everything look bigger, dude.
Yeah, like, that's what I'm saying. And that's it just looks so much nicer.
Which
so it makes it look nice and open.
Us being tall fellows, you're just like, god damn. Yeah. I'm smaller than this. Right? Like
I can finally fit in here. Yeah. But like the fact that like it's $1,800, that's the part that I'm just like, for $1,800, that I better have like a fucking a Segway that I can ride as I please.
I don't know.
But you know what, dude? I literally had a place. You remember the townhouse that I had?
Yeah.
Okay, so like I don't know if you noticed, but like by the dumpster there was a little like patch of grass, and when we went to get that place, tell me why this is like I hate some apartments sometimes because they'd be on that head ass shit.
The trickery.
Yeah, they'd be like, we have a dog park, and Mom was like, oh my god, a dog park, hell yeah, and it's just literally like a pile of leaves,
and then like it had the dog poo like
yeah,
the
and then it's just like a little shitty fence, yeah. You're like, what? He's like, yeah, it's a dog park. I'm like, no, this is like.
you're like, Theo, come here. And you're like, go play in the park.
Dude,
Leo's just standing like.
Bro. And then like, especially when I go apartment shopping, I hate when like you see the website. And
they make it look all nice.
Dope.
When right, they took those pictures right when it was built. Yeah, so yeah, there's no wear and tear on it. And then you go and you're like, what the fuck happened?
Yeah.
It's like someone's been smoking here for like the past like 8 years. What the fuck happened? The walls were white. Why are they yellow now?
The weights don't look like the weights they were in the beginning. They're using rock as like.
Someone brought these weights from their house.
Yeah, dude.
These are home weights.
Yeah.
Fucking that shit. That's why I don't trust like apartments. Dude, that's why apartments are like the scammiest. I mean, shitty apartment.
I think if you went somewhere further up, then you'd probably find
in the
apartments.
Non-ghetto.
Because when I lived in Las Colinas, bro, we got in trouble a lot because the people downstairs like,
you guys are
upstairs
ghetto.
Neighbors are too loud. Like,
you guys are too ghetto.
Too many cigarette butts outside.
That was our fault for sure.
No, but like to me,
my apologies. I had depression. Don't get me wrong, I still have it, but my lungs feel great now.
I can breathe better. No, but to me it was just annoying because I remember we were on one of the reviews because also we were kind of a little bit head ass because this is when we were all skateboarding. And tell me why these fucks.
Wait. Sorry. Skateboarding.
We were fucking shredding. This is on the shredding part.
But you would see us in a like a ska music video, just like in the beginning. You see no tricks, just like
yeah,
pushing,
just
pushing,
yeah,
cruising.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was us.
You're like the guy that skateboards, and someone's like, "Can you do a kickflip?" You're like, "Nah, bro. I actually pulled my hamstring. Like,
try to
do a tray flip." Oh fuck! But what you would call it? They would always complain. I remember one time. That's right. This is where like, part of me is like, I don't mind living in a shitty apartment if like the vibe and culture is. We don't give a fuck about what you do. Like,
you do you, I'll do me.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But you get some apartments where, like, the people are so poshy that, like, you're now disrupting my sleep. Like, I remember one time, like, my baby's asleep. I'm like, bitch, I didn't tell you to have a baby. Like, how am I supposed to know you had a baby? Like, the apartment that's, like, mind fucks me. It's like,
go get a house.
Yeah, like, I'm like, why am I?
It's like, damn, should've thought about that before you got the apartment.
But to me, it's just like, fuck that shit, dude. Especially when I got kicked out of a dude. Tell me,
you got kicked out of an apartment.
Yeah,
yeah.
You don't remember
because of an individual got kicked out.
Yeah. I remember being on vacation, dude, and like.
I know you remember you telling me. That was like, bro.
I just get a call. It's like, hey man. And I'm like, just
what he is said, oopsie, man.
Sorry. Have you seen South Park when the BP oil spill? We're sorry. We're so sorry. But like, dude, I got kicked out of that one. That one was fucking crazy because literally, this is why I hate apartments again. People would have other dogs and they would not pick up their dogs, but I had dogs, right? So they would blame me. And literally one time, these fuckers took a picture of like the dog shit and then like went into my apartment and posted the picture inside my apartment. Yeah, it was mad weird.
And like then, they went inside?
Like they literally like opened the door and then it was weird. Like,
oh no.
Because
no,
I remember I got mad pissed. Because to me it's like, what if my dog would have bit your hand, dude? Like
yeah.
You're gonna have to put that dog down. Like there's no like
yeah. Yeah, it's not like you have a small ass dog either.
Yeah, no. That fucker
would eat your whole arm.
Yeah, he destroys your shit. So like, to me, it's just like, and I remember the pictures. Like, you're gonna be fined $500 next.
Do you know what I? You know what I would have done to be petty?
What?
I would have started taking pictures of me picking it up and then going into the office and taping it every time. So they can't say shit. I'm proving it to you right now as I'm fucking picking up the shit and printing it out that I'm Dude, picking up my dog's shit. Yeah. And then if you go home, print it, and then just go, what's up?
The whole time. No, dude, I went up to them. I'm like, yo, what the fuck? And I'm like, literally, this, because it literally proved nothing. It's just like a picture of a turd. It's like someone's like, bro, you took a shit. And you're like, bro, where's me taking the shit? It's just the shit. Like, so I'm like, I was, because you know, part of me, when I was talking to him, like, have you had like when you're really pissed and you're walking towards like the thing you're pissed at, you make the conversation in your head.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. And then when you get there, it doesn't come out.
No, but I remember. These motherfuckers going to get it. Yeah. I'm going to say that. Hey, guys.
Yeah. You're about to charge them up.
You stupid bitch ass motherfucker. Head ass bitch. Hey, what you did, I really didn't appreciate it. We could have had a nice conversation.
But I remember, like, I literally had this phrase stuck in my head. So I went up to him. He's like, literally, this proof is dog shit. Like, figuratively speaking and also physically speaking, dude. And then I remember, like, that's when I got kicked
literally
out.
In Italy.
But, dude, this is what I'm saying. Like, that's why I don't mind being in a cheap-ass fucking apartment if it means, like...
But also, like, if you pay for a nicer apartment, their walls are a tad bit thicker.
Really?
Oh, dude, the fucking... The
I don't think you paid for a nice
one of my
apartment.
One of my friends...
I think you were in, like, mid, like, still lower, but, like, upper lower.
Because some the apartments that I've been to, at, like, up in Garland, dude, their walls are fucking thick. Their floors are... You can't hear people stomping up there. Because I remember they used to have drinking parties every Friday, and they would not get a single complaint because no one could hear it. And they were fucking out here blasting loud as EDM, drinking, having like fun. No one heard it. So it's
because I think especially us, we're so used to the culture of like, I remember it would be late at night and there's a party going on somewhere and you just dealt with the noise.
Yeah.
Like it was apartments here or like houses here. Even when it was your house, your parents would be like, bitch, find a way to sleep.
Yeah.
But don't come outside no more.
Yeah.
It's like, so like, it's just like, we're used to that.
Yeah.
When like, you ain't born in this
barrio. I'm not gonna say which race specifically does it, because that's gonna be very Kanye West of me. It's not that race. Let's be real. Damn, I already Kanye myself.
I'm not gonna say what hospital or people.
Or me.
It was a Jewish doctor.
No, it was an Indian. It was like an Indian based apartment. That's how I would call it. Because dude, I got in trouble for skateboarding.
Yeah, it's fucking Las Colinas.
They're like, you can't skateboard. That's too loud. I'm like, bro,
you should be like, what? You should be like, ha! just get really low.
Want to see my kickflip? And just try to do a kickflip for like the longest time. Just keep ignoring them and just interrupt them. Like, hold on, I'll get it this time. But no, this is like,
oh, I'm sorry. You disturbed me with no deodorant on. So who's really a menace to society right
who's
now?
Who's really a menace to society? For real, dude. But that's like, I don't, dude, I'm just like not ready to like fucking move.
Oh, you're actually finding another trip. You're trying to find another. You're not going to renew it?
April.
You're not renewing?
No, I already renewed it for 6 months.
Oh, you just don't want to do another long-term one?
No, I did 6 months to be like, I got to figure it out.
And you're going
to
try to rent? Are you trying to rent a house?
I can't afford a house.
You got to look at that shit now, homie.
I'm fucking...
Well, not even that. You know what's going to suck? It's kind of like, as much as we're joking about it,
dude, you ain't bullshitting.
No, our recession is about to get worse in
you
a couple
think
months.
So?
Yeah, it's projected to.
It's projected.
I've been not watching the news because I didn't.
I just get all my news from fucking TikTok. There's like a few TikTok pages that show up.
Mine's
where they show me all the news. Like,
the economy's gonna fucking go down the shit. Penny stocks are the
biggest. Do that again. Do that again.
21. Won't you do something for me?
The GOP has been voted.
That guy in the back.
Oh, dude, bro.
Fuck it up.
Fuck it up. Dude, there's a video.
I love those fucking memes.
Dude, have you seen that video of like the guy where he's rapping at a bar and his white friend is like just hyping him up?
Oh,
his dad's like a chick. He's just like.
Yeah.
Like a Tupac shirt. Like, bro, that's the vibe.
Dude, that's an old video.
That's what I'm saying. Like.
Bro, have y'all seen the memes for that song?
Yeah.
So apparently 21, like Savage, he went on a Twitch streamer's like channel and they watched the meme. He's like, nah, what the fuck? Everyone was like, he's about to tell Drake to take the song off.
And then there was one where like they made WWE characters of them, and then he saw the one with Drake, and now he walked out, and he's dying. But he's friends with Drake, so he doesn't want to laugh too hard. Yeah. He goes,
nah, man, that ain't right.
Bro, fucking love the internet.
Yeah, everyone's saying that Drake is in his bad bitch era.
Dude, honestly, bro, you listen to the record?
I listened to that song, and I've listened to some of it. It's not bad. It's very Texas influence.
Yeah, you know what's weird? Part of me is like, when, especially like Drake, murder gang, shit, slaughter. I'm like, dude, shut up. Like, part of me, I can't, like this. I want to get into it and I want to be on like that slaughter gang shit. And that
but you're not that
shit,
guy.
But he's not that guy. And I'm definitely not that guy. The only shit I murder is probably fries, like dead ass or chips. But like, to me, it's just like, I can't.
My cholesterol.
I do drive-throughs, not drive-bys. But no, dude, he's definitely on his bad bitch era. But I fucking love the songs, dude. It makes me feel
that song
cool.
Is so like that. I just love the memes. I like that song now because of it, though.
Oh, I went to the DPR concert recently.
Oh shit, Gang. Did they play the songs you wanted to play?
Oh yeah, dude. He played all the songs I wanted.
Did they play Blueberry?
Yeah. Dude, that shit was so hype. Because it was DPR Live first. Uh-huh. And so he played all of his songs. And then it was Ian after. And then towards the end, Ian was like, Ian likes to talk in between some of his songs. And he was talking. And then, like, he said something. I forgot what he said specifically, but he said blue. And everyone started freaking out because we knew what the next song was going
to
play.
Wait, before that, and then explain all of you to the audience what.
And you're like, ah!
But explain who DPR is.
So DPR is a group. They're called their full name is DPR or Dream Production Regime. Mm-hmm. And so they're a Korean like R&B K-rap group.
They're so good.
Fucking so good.
If you want to get into it, DPR Live is really good. Jam and Butterfly is a good song. To Myself,
Malibu.
Fucking Malibu, or Malibu's PH1, and I'm going to see him in January because he's doing a world tour.
Oh, that's fucking sick. Where did they play, ballroom or what?
No, he's going to be playing The Factory.
Where did we go watch?
Oh, yeah, we did.
Where
did he play DPR?
DPR played at Southside.
Okay, the ballroom.
Yeah. They played at Southside. PH1 is going to be playing in the factory.
Did it translate well live? That's the one thing.
Everyone was so hyped. Every song, everyone was fucking screaming. It was such a good time.
DPR, we can't get.
Oh, dude, that was the very last song they played. So when after Ian got done playing his song, they left and they turned the lights back on, and then everyone was screaming, DPR, we can't get. And it was going on for a while, and then fucking you can hear live go, okay, I guess we gotta do it. And then they turned the lights back down, and then they started the song again.
And then everybody did the.
And then everyone from DPR came out. Everyone was just screaming singing that song. It was fucking great,
dude. That's such a good time.
Sick, such a good time.
That's the one thing. Part of me is like,
I love just the environment of the concert when everybody fucks with everything.
Yeah, dude, yes. It's fucking great.
Because like for the last Dinosaurs, at first everybody's just like, okay, but then like around the end, it's just where like everybody was. Yeah.
No,
especially when they played fucking Honolulu and the last song, which I think was.
I keep
Andy.
Forgetting that I went to that concert just because like it's everything's a blur because everything meshes in cabin fever shit. But like to me, it's like, oh yeah, that shit was lit. Like.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, it was so good. But you could tell. So you know what? I hate when you can tell at a concert when people aren't there. They're there for the support of the person that's going. You know what I'm saying? Like,
oh yeah.
Like probably like a friend of theirs likes the band, and they're just like, yeah.
And we were like pretty much at the back. So those were where the people were like the ones that were really there for the actual music.
Mm-hmm. That's lit though. Wait, was everybody at the concert like Korean and stuff? Asian?
No, they were mostly Asian. There was a sprinkle of other ethnics, mostly Asian though. Dude, and the line,
crazy.
Holy fuck, the line wrapped three, like two or three parking lots. There's just so many fucking people there.
Could have found the one, but I fucked up. For real, dog, at that point you can't miss a shot.
Dude, that shit was great. Everyone was fucking just having a good time. It was fucking
great. That's sick, man. That's the point.
I remember Ian came out and he was just talking and it got kind of quiet, so I screamed out, "Take off your shirt."
Oh, you screamed that
out? I screamed it out. I was like, take off your shirt. And then he laughed a little bit. He laughed a little bit. And then he like left, like the scream, the lights went down again so he could get ready for his next song.
Yeah.
He popped up with no shirt.
Hey!
He had just a jacket.
Hey! So I was like, you're welcome.
He had just a jacket on and he was just fucking everyone. Dude, there was this one girl behind me just.
Oh my god!
It was
dude.
So good though.
That's fucking sick, dude. Oh, that's fucking dope,
dude. Then I fucking get to see PH1.
Then I got you, bro.
He said, "Hold up."
He was talking more, and then I was like, "Spin my mouth." I don't think he heard me because everyone was too busy screaming. Because he's like,
"That was wild."
He was like shirtless, but with gloves on. So everyone was just freaking out, and I'm just screaming, "Spin my mouth, Ian." Slow check. Was it choke slap me?
Choke me till I pass out.
Dude, we were barking and like it was funny. the guys in the crowd were barking when at live and at Ian. So like every now and then, so when live came out and people were barking at him, he was like, "Okay, woof woof, arf arf." Ian did the same thing because it was mostly just guys barking at him.
But why? Why is the bark a thing?
Like. I'm a dog for you.
Woof
for me.
Like, you know, cartoons. Remember, like,
bark for me. And just
that's the first time I've heard of this.
Really, you haven't seen it like in Looney Tunes where like the chick is performing on stage, and then the guy's watching, and then he turns into a wolf, like
that. Yeah,
yeah.
Like that's like.
You didn't hear like on TikTok. You like when like Valor and stuff when there was like a sage, you're like bark for a heel.
I cleansed my thing of Valorant.
I've been baptized. I only read books now.
if they ever come in, I'm fucking definitely going. 100%.
That's cool. You gotta let me know ahead of time because I'll go this.
Dude, that shit was great.
That's the problem. I always wanted to know if like the Korean R&B like translated well live. Like, do they have live musicians or was it like a DJ booth?
It was a live. They had a DJ booth in the beginning for one of the producers for DPR. So he did like a DJ small DJ set for the intro, and then it was live.
Fuck yeah, bro.
That's what I'm telling you. That's what's cool. That's the fact that so many people were like Southside Barroom is a big room.
Dude, and it was filled.
That's like a big
room. Yeah, they were sold out. They sold out in seconds.
Yeah, it was they originally were gonna play at somewhere else, but they sold so much and people were asking for more tickets that they ended up moving to fucking ballroom.
Yeah, y'all Koreans are on some fucking different ting, bro. Like y'all are just dude, like, y'all are at a high level.
And then literally and then 2 weeks after
all of fucking Carrollton empty. I don't know.
I was like, at point was like, I can see that. Man.
I wouldn't be surprised though.
I wouldn't be surprised either.
I really wish if I knew the date to, I would be like, let's go. Let's just go see.
Bro,
it.
You see white people like, I promise there's more Asian people here. All the weebs are like, I swear, guys. There's a lot of Asian people here.
Yeah, and then 2 weeks after the DPR concert, fucking PH1 announced that he's doing a world tour.
That's fucking sick.
That's crazy.
Dude.
And they already sold that, I'm assuming?
I'm pretty sure. Tina woke up at like 8 in the morning to queue in line. The tickets sold at 10.
God,
they're gone.
Damn.
Yeah, so they're probably gone.
That's crazy, bro.
I can't wait fucking.
I'm a homebody.
I'm a homebody. Yeah. Oh, dude, now I need to go because
PH1
has fucking bobs.
He's got some bobs, bro. He's gonna play Homebody, Malibu. Oh, it's gonna be a good time. It's gonna be a real good time.
We'll find. We'll sneak in. We'll ask our guy.
I'll hit up my contacts. Ask for a favor, maybe. Hopefully.
Dude, me and Tina tried to get VIP tickets because it was like
how much were the VIP?
I think they were 150.
Like, where do they come included?
That's crazy.
It's like so you get in the earliest. Because they have their own separate line, and then you get to meet with him before and after the concert and take a picture.
Cool.
That's sick.
Because I've seen some VIP tickets where, like, okay, you get to come in early, and then there's like a random chair over there, and you can sit there. I'm like, what? Like, yeah, I was like, that is not VIP. Like, I didn't
meet. It was like you get to meet him, and then you get to take a picture and just. But you get to get in the earliest. I think you get to walk in 6 p.m., and the doors open for general admission at like 8. So you can get there like 2 hours early.
What the fuck? I ain't trying to do all that though.
I mean, if you have a table, it makes sense. Like if you have
but
like
it's not
that.
But it's the factory, so yeah, it's not. They're not doing tables. It's just
is it the big room or the small room?
I think it's the big room.
I would assume it's the big room.
The big room has tables up on the stage.
Well, on top. On top of the like the
yeah,
rafters.
Yeah, but I think that's what VIP would
yeah,
be.
Yeah, that would VIP would be.
No, VIP is just general admission. God, man. The other stuff.
What?
Yeah. They're not doing this whole section off where you get to like sit on top.
Sit on top.
Yeah,
right.
But the tickets, I think, are like regular admission is like 45, and then the advanced general admission is like 65. So that's not too bad.
It's not too bad. Yeah. I hate it when bands fuck you like that, or a group fucks you like that. It's like VIP, but it's not really VIP. It's just like the fast pass at Six Flags. Literally.
Yeah. Just skip the line.
It's like
you only feel cool just walking past everyone waiting in line, but that's it.
Yeah, you'll feel like that privilege in the beginning, and then you'll be just another row. Another statistic.
Another statistic in the crowd.
And then you end up getting crushed.
Yeah. Dude, speaking about crush, did you hear about the whole like Korean thing?
Oh,
the
yeah.
Shit? Like,
yeah.
So
in Itaewon, like, so what ended up happening is that it was crowded for Halloween, I think.
Yeah, like it was a Halloween. Like, it was
but
like
what ended up happening? Yeah, what ended up happening, I think, is like.
What?
It was like a domino effect. It was like someone fell. Someone fell, like and then it caused another person behind them to fall. Which is basically just domino, like really bad. So people were getting crushed, like really bad.
Crowd crush.
Yeah.
Wait, so like they.
Someone fell and caused other people to fall, which caused
dominoes.
More people. It's basically like a domino effect.
I saw the video. They were like in an alleyway or something like that.
Yeah, Itaewon is normally an alleyway. It's like a narrow street.
Oh, shit.
It's like a narrow little street.
Big, homie.
Yeah. It was just overcrowded. It was just overcrowded and people just got...
Yeah, dude.
Unfortunately,
I saw
killed.
Apparently, like, it was like over 100 people.
It was over 100 people. A lot of people died. Like a decent amount.
That's insane.
Yo, not like Koreans go hard on like they're like we're gonna do a week of like mourning. I'm like a week, like
dude. And then
we only
like,
do like maybe 2 hours tops in America. Like
dude, there was this one like fucking
even
like
then, we didn't do it that well.
There was this one foreign chick. I don't know. I think she might have been white. I don't know. But they did a Buddha service, like a Buddhism service, like there, and she was filming it, and people were telling her like that's disrespectful. Like stop filming it. Like just cut it off. Don't take pictures. It's being super disrespectful. She's like, I get to do whatever the fuck I want. Blah 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 blah. But it's like. So you're a foreigner in our country, married to a Korean husband, and you're acting like this. Like you're not, it's not a good look.
And
not a good look for either
you. Know
of
what?
You.
She was American,
but
right?
I think she was American. She was a foreigner. That's all I know. But
from
people were
people
like fucking
saying,
upset.
Koreans do not fuck with foreigners.
No, there are some clubs that foreigners can't even go into.
Oh really?
Yeah, they
Koreans
do not,
like
they
very
do
not.
Not
like. Don't fuck with like
there are some clubs where like they're accepted, but a lot of the bigger popping ones are like
it's not
no.
like Japan,
and it's
like
not like because like we're racist because they just have bad experiences with foreigners.
It makes sense, like dude, the whole like you know.
Well,
the,
so we invaded.
Like a good example on that shit, like you know that basketball player that is in Russian jail.
Oh yeah, for smoke
for taking a vape pen with her to the airport.
It was like a weed vape
pen. Like,
yeah,
the female.
And thinking in the beginning of this week they transferred her to a prison camp and they don't know where it's at. Like a labor camp.
Yeah.
And part of me, like, you said, like, I feel like it's fucked up how, like, some Americans have this weird, or, like, Western foreigners, or, like, have this weird, like
they
I
just
mean,
walk
your country,
like,
so, like, I can do whatever the fuck
I
want.
Yeah, I'm in your country, I'm a guest, so I'm gonna do whatever the fuck you, what fuck I want. But it's like, bro, they have laws.
I would be so booty tight to even just,
dude,
like,
same.
Like,
dude,
take
I would
a picture,
been like,
in, like, in Russia, bro. I wouldn't even take a picture without asking.
I would have just been just,
breathe, bro. If I breathe wrong, I'm fucking going to the gulag.
So don't give me alcohol. No alcohol. No alcohol.
Dude, that's what I'm saying.
I gotta be completely sober for this trip.
Cause to me, it's just like I'm surprised motherfuckers like the whole like play stupid games, win stupid prizes. Like,
yeah.
Like a motherfucker, I think one kid in like went to North Korea and he took a poster,
took pictures
and like tried to take some memorabilia in there. He got caught and then like obviously he was released, but after they fucking starved his ass, like they like punished
him. Yeah, they fucking yeah.
And part of me's like. What do you expect? Like,
and then
like,
there's someone, they go, I went to North Korea and secretly filmed. So you're telling me they actually monitor the fucking internet. And you're telling me you just posted a clip of yourself breaking their fucking laws. The next time you go there, you will die.
That's what I'm saying.
They do not they kill people. And they do firing range execution style. They don't fuck around.
It's some white people's, not white people's shit, but it's like some American shit. Like
it's just
they're like, bro, Uncle Sam's gonna figure it out.
Yeah,
like,
I'm an American. I'm protected. It's like, no. Like, once you're in their borders, you're fucked. They don't give a fuck.
Like,
they're not gonna help you.
I wouldn't even like. I would be scared to even go into a South American prison. Sucks.
I would leave my phone at home. I wouldn't fuck with that shit.
That's what I'm saying, bro. Like, so like, also, who the fuck goes to Russia? Like, I feel like there's nothing fun there besides like
just hearing some Russians talk in vodka.
Yeah,
I don't.
Like, I mean, if you're
hey,
a rich,
dog, just some.
Oh, fuck no, dude. Like, you got me fucked up. Like, that's why, like, I find it stupid, weird. Like, I think some people are like, we should, like, which I this is like a weird topic, but like that, like, should, like, I think the conversation is like, should they, like, trade two, like, arms people that sold weapons in Russia for a basketball player that fucked up?
No.
The part of me is like, that's not even trade.
That's not
now,
even,
like,
that's not even
that can shoot hoops and someone that, like,
someone that shoots hoops and someone that supplies weapons is not
it's
a.
Not
it's
like
not
evil
a
trade. It's like
yeah, it's not a. It's like it's not even. It shouldn't yeah. even be considered.
Sorry, LeBron, we've decided you're not the GOAT.
Because to me, it's just like, bro, I just don't understand, like
ignorance.
Yeah, yeah, super like ignorant. I don't like. To me, it's like I that like. Like what? Like what part of it? Like, is it the thrill of getting caught? Like, you know what I mean?
I honestly
are they really
think,
that stupid?
Like, I honestly think it's just a superiority. Like, they're narcissistic,
really?
Like super narcissistic. Yeah. They just assume like because they're a foreigner in another country, they just get treated differently
like under American laws.
Yeah, like apparently, like if you're an American, you go somewhere else, you're protected by American laws only. When that's not the case, yeah. The moment you step foot
really,
in another country,
like
you're
just play fucking stupid.
Which is like you can't play stupid.
Dude, another thing that's pissing Koreans off lately is backpackers who go to Korea and then start begging for
oh,
money because they don't have money to go back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
They're apparently more active now in Korea. And they're pissed. Like
wait,
they're upset.
Y'all don't fuck with like panhandling shit like Korean like Korea like Korea. Is it more like giving or
it's,
is it more like
it's,
work?
No,
for
it's more like why the fuck would you travel to another country with no money to go back home and now you're gonna ask people for their money to send you back? That's their
fair.
Thing. It's like why the fuck are you here? Like, you obviously didn't make the correct choice.
See, you know what's fucked up? Some people might, and this is, like, interesting because, like, it's a good, like, separation, like you said. Like, to me, I wouldn't have known that there's different, like, foreigners can't get to certain clubs in Korea. Or like, because to me, like, at a certain point as, like, a foreign country, and this might sound weird, like, you kind of have to protect your thing. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. And it's
you're, like your, they're not your people, but, like, the culture and the subculture you have. Because imagine if one, like, I could see, like, it, causing a ripple effect, like, dude, you can just go to Korea and like panhandle and get the fuck out. Like,
yeah.
You can just like one way ticket, and then they yeah. themselves will pay for our ticket. I could see that like opportunistic mentality. Like, fuck it, we'll just go there.
Yeah.
And then again, you're panhandling in a foreign country, which I don't even know if it's legal or not. Because
I mean,
they
it's
lock
not,
up homeless
it's
people.
Not illegal. It's not illegal. It's just
but it's just
frowned upon.
Kind yeah. Because apparently, those panhandlers do that a lot in like Southeast Asian countries. Like, they do it a lot. And it really pisses off the locals there too. Sometimes some of them have gotten beaten because they do it because they're like it's so frustrating to see a white person begging for money to go back home.
I can't dog. What is the thrill? What is the thrill of like one way ticket?
One way ticket, and I'll just get them to pay for my ticket back home.
Like that is like
it's one thing if you got fucking robbed and like you try to like let them know like dude, I got robbed like someone like took all my shit. But then it's like another thing if like, oh, I just didn't have enough money to go back home.
Yeah, it's like, one thing if like you like drifted in the beach and you're like lost and then there goes. Yeah. But it's one thing where like you went premeditated.
Actively knowing you're not gonna have enough money to come back home and you're like, I wanna go anyway. Like, bro, it's just some stupid ass shit.
Like,
just some stupid ass shit.
I feel bad for people that are going to the World Cup because you can't have sex. You can't like
oh yeah,
you can't do PDA.
Oh,
you
Qatar,
can't,
right?
You can't drink. You can't like literally it's like like, bro, that.
Hey, dog, you know. You wait 4 more years to come to the red, white,
oh,
and blue.
Oh, bro. America. Fuck yeah. We're going to push
a lot of sucking and fucking going to happen here.
Oh, dude, I'm so ready for that to happen. I'm just going to, like, take a month off or something.
What the fuck are we going to be with?
32? At 4 years until our age.
I was like, what are you going with this?
I already knew where he was going when he went.
32,
bro. You're gonna be 31, dog. Don't worry.
I'll be 31. Yeah, turn 28 next year.
I think I'm starting to get
and
that
I'm
like quarter life crisis.
Gonna
shit.
Save up for them tickets now. I am going to a World Cup game in the States.
This one, I'm just trying to save up for another car.
That's something I should do.
GR Corolla came out, and I was like, oh-hoo!
You still want that car, don't you?
Yeah, I was like, ooh, just give me a 6-speed GR Corolla, baby.
Toyota. Dude, no, fuck that. But on that note, we're going to make it a short episode because...
I don't even know this is that short.
If it is, like there you go. Minutes. We're fucking back, though.
We're back, though. We're
Let's see how long we can keep this run for.
We'll see you in 2 weeks. But make sure to like, comment, subscribe. I wanted to talk about the Kanye thing, but I feel like...
I wanted to talk about the whole
Kanye's
Twitter.
A dumbass.
He's a dumbass.
And I hate the biggest thing Elon's I hate is dumb. Everyone's like, oh, y'all guys don't know. Kanye's got a fucking master plan. Bye-bye. If he had a master plan, do you really expect him to go to sneakers and beg them to take his shoes?
You know who else had
Does
a master plan?
Does he not know who fucking is the CEO of, of fucking sneakers? You really think in his master plan was to be fucking super racist to Jews and then be like, yes, let me go to the CEO of sneakers and try to get him to get my shoes?
You know, he got politely escorted away.
He got politely escorted
Dude,
away.
The dick riding on Kanye is...
At a different level, right?
Bro, it's insane.
Hey, dude, here's a question. What would you do with that kind of influence? Like, what? Like,
I would start a cult.
You can't even, exactly, you can't even wipe your ass without...
I start a cult.
Like, imagine wiping your ass and someone's like, bro, he wiped his ass because like...
He wiped his ass with his white
oppression,
hand?
The oppression that is the shit, we have to wipe it. As, like, you're like, what? Like, he just wiped his ass,
Look,
bro.
All I know is
at that point, bro, I'd start a cult. I would start a fucking cult. He almost got a cult started with this fucking Donda school, but that shit went down the drain.
Yeah.
All I know is that he made a pair of shoes in my fucking house. Very expensive.
Dog, that's what I'm saying. You better... Hide those shoes.
You better fucking keep them in top condition.
10 years from now, bro.
Not even 10. You sell them within like 5 years from now, bro.
No, anytime they come out, Donda. We in them ultra light beats.
This is like us, bro.
Dude, I have a friend that has like 7 pairs, and he says he hasn't worn 5 of them, and he's just going to save them and sell them way down the line.
Because you know what?
Now selling them with the Ye logo is stupid right now.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Damn, bro.
He's like, yeah, dude, I'm gonna keep the box. Adidas keeping everything pristine, and then I'm gonna sell it.
Adidas is keeping the thing. They're just taking Ye's name off of it.
Yeah.
Oh well, they took his. I feel like he did kind of get fucked over in the deal, though.
Yeah, but that's kind of his fault.
Yeah,
that's
kind of his fault.
I mean, if he had probably read the contract or like...
He probably read it. I mean, I feel like it was probably the best deal he's going to get.
Don't say shit about Jews. It's literally on the contract.
Hey, the first
Hey, yo.
That's how he got on his contract. He said, don't say anything about the Jews. And he's like, you know what? I think about the Jews.
Hey, bro, he had a master plan. Guess who else had a master plan?
Adolf.
But Adidas was, that's why I find it weird. Adidas was German and they're like let's not pretend like motherfuckers like German soldiers, the SS weren't rocking Adidas. Like they're fucking
they were rocking
three stripes. They was rocking
three
stripes.
Now shall have these three stripes. For thy Führer. We have Klima Kuhl.
God damn, bro.
Kanye would have fucking thrived back then, bro.
Oh, bro. He would have been fucking...
He has done it again.
Head designer of the SS, dog.
Look at these. The way runner.
Fucking... Oh, this is crazy, bro.
Yeah. And also fucking Elon Musk is a dumb piece of shit.
Whoa. What did Elon Musk do?
He fucked up Twitter.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
No, he's a dumb piece of shit because he took a fucking loan out to buy Twitter, and Twitter is actively year-round losing money.
He literally can probably be responsible because of there's this company that pretty much sells what's it called? It's a drug.
Fentanyl?
No.
What drug? Is it like prescribed?
I mean, Elon Musk is a dumbass because he.
He's a donut, but
bought a fucking company that's losing $2 million every year, and then he went like, okay, yeah, I'm gonna fire the CEO, the COO.
A company that sells insulin, they made a fake one and then they bought a check mark and then they said insulin is now free, and you know insulin is like a very expensive drug, and at the same time, motherfuckers have been selling it crazily lately, they tweeted that out and. Everybody was just like, yeah. And the official one had to go to Twitter and be like, yo, y'all need to take this down because people are actually thinking this is real.
Yeah.
And then Twitter can be held responsible for that.
Oh, no, they're definitely going to be held responsible.
And billions. In literal that day, they lost $4 billion.
That's crazy.
Dude.
Honestly, this for my interpretation from the initial deals with Twitter, he was going to buy it. And
he's
then
jokingly said he was going to buy it. Twitter... made him fucking buy it.
They made him buy it because
he forced the hands
no, he
for
forced
them
the
to take the deal.
Yeah, then, but like he was gonna back out. He was gonna back out because Twitter lied. And then this asshole
straight up said, he's like, "You got it? Just kidding." He's like, "You fucked up, dumbass."
No, it wasn't that. It was because Twitter had lied about how many bots they had. Like, because
his initial reason of why he wanted to buy Twitter was to clear out every fake bot. Right.
And then like, Twitter had lied on a report saying that this is a percentage of bots. When then he had his own private company. Obviously, when you buy a company, you have your own litigators to check everything's correct. And then when they came back, Twitter had lied about how many fake accounts there were. And then that's when he was like, "I'm going to back out." And then that's when Twitter was like, "You can't back out anymore, bro. You're going to have to buy it." And then that's a whole like spiel of him like, "Fine, I'll buy it." So hesitantly. But I agree with you. The checkmark is fucked. But I feel like Twitter has already been a volatile place.
The interesting thing is that, like, other than like the fake ones to make like jokes, some of the jokes are fucking funny. I'm not.
Dude, some of them were like, one of them was Joe Biden.
Is like and over he's here, like, beating my meat,
furry and hentai shit. One's a picture of a furry, and then it's another picture of Joe Biden. They're like, Joe Biden.
One's of Ted Cruz is just like. It's like people would say it would never be with, it's like would never satisfy my wife. My mother once told me that too, and I was just like a bunch of rants.
That's beautiful, but to me that's the funny part, like
because like, right now it's like it's that the it's just anarchy, and everybody's yeah. just but it's like been it's anarchy, like let's though. No. But everybody at this point, it's like when it's a riot, everybody wants to see it burn, so yeah. they're doing all these things to see it burn, and then like at the time right now that we're seeing it, it's funny, it's enjoyable. But that shit in the end is going to be fucked. Because yeah, this like, is going to fuck up everything.
Right, but is that Elon Musk's fault? Or is that the people that hate Elon Musk making it to kind of like, fuck you. Like we're gonna
even before Twitter, even like you said, Twitter was an anarchy. But when it wasn't Elon Musk, it was a controlled anarchy because they still had like...
I've seen a lot of beheadings in fucking Twitter. That shit's been uncontrolled since like...
But that's because like you can just make another account and post it again. It's not hard. They don't ban you.
But at the same
time, it's gotten worse now.
They at least were like, "Hey, we're trying to crack down on it." Were they or weren't they? Doesn't matter. Elon's literally saying,
Elon went like, I'm gonna fire the CEO, the CEO, he the CFO,
everybody.
And then I'm gonna fire 50%.
I don't like Twitter. Like Twitter is
dude,
like,
he fired 50% of the workforce and then asked them to come back.
Yeah, because he needed some of them.
Yeah, he's a fucking idiot because he fired half the fucking workforce.
He's off the cuff. I sound like I'm dick riding.
Yeah, you are.
You ain't getting that Tesla. Yeah.
Bro, come on, man. I need them butterfly wings. But like, to me, it's like because I think I saw an interview like with Joe Rogan interviewing the Twitter people, right? And he was asking some interesting questions. And this is where like the previous owners, they weren't answering direct. And they were like, he was like,
"Do not validate what you just said because you said I listened to Joe Rogan.
As soon as I said Joe Rogan, a lot of people went, he's a fucking right winger. Right wing Nunu. Biden is a crook." But no, like to me, it's because some of them were like, "Okay, so what makes a person like, how can you ban someone?" And they're like, "If they, you know, don't follow TOS, right?" And then he was like, "Well, who makes the judgment?" He's like, "Well, we have some people that look at the accounts and make the judgment." And then he was like, "Are those people like, when they take down accounts, do they use bias or unbiased like things?" And they're like, "Well, it depends on the account and so their followers." And like, it wasn't like a straight answer. It was like a whole like, it was like a such a PR answer that you're just like, bro.
Yeah, but
you literally took the question was here. You took me for a loop to the point that I forgot the question.
But yeah, but like at the same time, like. There will never be bias or no bias like in terms of shit like that. Maybe someone's account that who's super right wing will eventually fall under a Twitter person that's a right wing, so he will just not ban the account.
At the same time,
there's no when it comes to banning, there's always gonna be bias. There's always a bias.
That's true, but that's the part that's weird. But there shouldn't be any left or right biases.
No
right wing or left wing bias. It should just be like a neutral platform, but also, that was the main.
I feel like it would just been easier to write a program.
That's not possible.
that just gets a person's account and then just like read like the program reads the TOS the entire time and see if they broke any of the rules.
But even then that's it's not possible because you have to think of
that's a lot of programming.
If not even that, if
this person has a good amount of following. Doesn't matter what they say because they're bringing traction to it. And at the same time, that traction can bring in sponsors. So I'm just like, it's ad revenue. They're not going to be stupid and just like let someone go just because some people don't fuck with what he says. It's like, that's not how money works.
Exactly.
I'm just like, at the end, I'm just like, understand, it's big business.
Yeah, because to me, like, the scary part is, that's why
when, like, the guy probably went in that circle is just like, he's not going to say, it's big business, we can't do this.
Well, that's true, because part of me, that's where, like, fucks me up with, like a good example in Facebook. That's why I don't fuck with Facebook. Like, it turned out that Facebook was, like, helping, like, pull up inflammatory comments to kind of start discourse, because the longer you start discourse, the longer you're on the website, the longer you're on the social media platform. Which is what they want.
You get ad revenue, but you don't you can't give them ad revenue if you have ad blocker. Yeah.
You played. But like, that's the thing is, like, ever since I heard, like, oh, each social platform, maybe it's like tinfoil hat, right? But it's like each social platform, there's an agenda, but there's some fuckery going on. That's where, like, when I open a tweet, like a tweet,
so that's
and
why
I see the first Instagram comment, it's always like that one white dude profile pic that has said like some mad left, like racist shit, like it's a home run racist shit. Like, you're like, God damn, bro.
Every point.
Shit. God damn, I haven't heard that slur in so long. Like, but you look at their account was created like a month ago.
Yeah.
So to me, that's where, like, whoa, what's going on, bro? Like, is it really like, is that really a person, or is that like a literally dude, a person deciding to just cost
chaos? On Instagram now, like, sometimes if you go through the search, Even if you don't actively like interact with any of it, sometimes you'll see a fucking whole titty, and it's on Instagram,
really?
Not banned,
I've
with thousands
so
of views.
So many titties.
Dude, on Instagram, I watch dog videos,
bro,
and
got
shit.
So many titties.
I watch like cute.
I
and,
don't
like,
want to see
like
titties.
Animal pictures and shit. But then I go on my search, and every now and then there will be a whole fucking titty.
Dude, I agree, because there's some like, pages that do that.
I was like, I don't want.
And I'm like, how
titty.
Is this not banned yet? Like,
her
whole titty just out.
How dare you?
How dare this motherfucker? How dare you? You're the one that got caught that one.
That is true.
Damn, some boondo. He smacked his phone and then pressed like that. Oh, bro. Damn. That's crazy. I don't know, bro. I don't like Elon Musk, but who's better than Elon Musk at this point?
A lot of people.
Yeah.
Jeff Bezos?
No, no billionaire is fucking for the people. I don't know why people think that.
Yeah, that's true.
No, they're just about their getting their money. Like, billionaires aren't there to help
you. I find
it
so weird that a lot of right wingers fucking suck millionaires' dicks.
Oh,
fucking
dude.
Right.
I know.
They're like, but drain the swamp.
Fracking.
It's so fucking dumb. Bro.
I'm like, they're not here for you, dog.
You don't give a fuck about you. They don't even know who you are.
For a quick buck.
Hustlers know just how to talk.
You don't even make facts, like, bro. 1% of their total income. The fuck are you?
Fucking load of bollocks. But anyways, that was off center.
Make sure you like, comment, and subscribe. Thank you guys for watching.
Peace.